USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Biden administration urged railroads and unions to reach a deal to avoid a railroad work stoppage, saying it would pose an unacceptable outcome to the U.S. economy that could cost $2 billion a day. Railroads, including Union Pacific, BNSF, CSX, and Norfolk Southern, have until midnight on Friday to reach tentative deals. Railroads are claiming a quality of life issue is important in the negotiations.
It comes down purely to working conditions, oppressive attendance policies, being forced to work at all hours of the day and night.
Engineer Paul Lindsay out of Idaho on WGRZ Buffalo, New York. Financial services Goldman Sachs is preparing to lay off hundreds of staffers as soon as next week. The job cuts are part of the bank's annual performance reviews that had been suspended during the pandemic. The Consumer Price Index for August gets released this morning by the government. This will give us a better understanding where the U.S. economy, already in a recession, is going. Jeff Bezos' rocket company suffered its first launch failure Monday. The Blue Origin rocket blasted off from West Texas and was about a minute into the flight when flames shot out from around the single engine at the bottom. The capsule's emergency launch abort system activated, lifting the craft off the engine. Several minutes later, the capsule parachuted onto the remote desert floor. The Federal Aviation Administration said in a statement, no one was on board and was only science experiments. As President Biden continues to think Republicans are enemies of the state, he said Monday that if Democrats lose Congress after the upcoming midterm elections, it's going to be a difficult 2 years, and he's going to be spending a lot of time with the veto pen. USA Radio News.
You know, it's true. Difficult times have a way of focusing us. We have to think about what matters most when it comes to our spending, our health care. No doubt, this is why so many people are joining MediShare right now. MediShare is a trusted way to save up to 50% on your monthly healthcare costs. More than 400,000 people have already made the switch. It's pretty obvious why, too, especially now during this challenging season with healthcare costs and out-of-pocket expenses going up. MediShare can save you a lot of money. The typical family saves $500 a month. And MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry that's worked beautifully for 29 years. There are different options to choose from to fit your budget. I'll give you the number here in a second. And if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Maybe now is the perfect time to make the switch and start saving. Here you go. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Let's get an update with the Parkland shooter.
Court is back in session this week for the penalty trial for confessed Parkland, Florida school shooter Nicholas Cruz. After a week-long break, the defense called an expert witness to the stand Monday. Neuropsychologist Paul Connor saying there's evidence Cruz experienced prenatal exposure to alcohol and crack cocaine. The defense is trying to convince jurors to oppose a death sentence after Cruz pleaded guilty to killing 17 people during the 2018 massacre at Madry Stoneman Douglas High School. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The Department of Justice signaled in a filing Monday that it would accept a special master candidate proposed by President Trump's legal team for overseeing a review of the documents the FBI took from Mar-a-Lago. If Judge Eileen Cannon agrees, Judge Raymond Deary would be charged with determining which documents should be shielded from the federal prosecutors who are investigating classified materials. The man that killed musician John Lennon is denied parole.
Mark David Chapman was again denied parole. The 67-year-old appeared before a parole board for the 12th time at the end of last month. Chapman was the man who shot and killed former Beatle John Lennon outside of his apartment building on Manhattan's Upper West Side in 1980. He's serving 20 to life for the murder and is due to appear before the parole board again in February 2024. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
USA Radio News.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Call 800-631-9123. 800-631-9123. That's 800-631-9123.